have you ever tried to get a press release published on a major news platform and just hit a brick wall?
Oh, absolutely. One of the most frustrating experiences for small business owners. You craft this great announcement, and then it just disappears into the void.
Right, exactly. Today, we're digging into what press releases can actually do for small businesses, and why the traditional route of submitting directly to journalists is, well, really challenging.
Yeah, let's start with the basics. A press release is essentially a written announcement that shares newsworthy information about your business. It could be a new product launch, a partnership, an award, anything that positions your brand as credible and relevant.
And for small businesses especially, that credibility piece is huge, right?
Definitely. When your announcement appears on a trusted platform, it builds authority and exposure in ways that social media posts alone can't. You're tapping into an audience that's actively seeking information in your industry rather than scrolling past.
Makes sense. But here's the thing. Most small business owners think they can just email a journalist at Bloomberg or NASDAQ and get published. What's the reality there?
The reality is tough. Journalists act as gatekeepers. They receive hundreds of pitches weekly. Over 60% now get more than 100 pitches each week, and they respond to only about 3% of them. Even if you find the right email address, the odds are stacked against you.
Wow, 3%. That's brutal. So basically, your carefully written press release has a better chance of winning a raffle than getting published.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. And there are specific reasons press releases get rejected. Lack of newsworthiness is a big one. If it reads like an advertisement or uses first-person language, excessive exclamation marks, or hyperbole, it's going to get tossed. Poor formatting, weak headlines, irrelevance to the journalist's beat, these all contribute to rejection.
So basically, even if you manage to reach a journalist, there's no guarantee they'll publish it. That's where multi-channel marketing comes in, right?
Exactly. Instead of relying on a single submission to one outlet, multi-channel marketing spreads your message across multiple formats and platforms. Think news articles, blog posts, videos, podcast episodes, infographics, slideshows, all from one piece of content.
That point about spreading content across formats sets up our next piece, how automation is changing distribution. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're a small business owner looking to publish on major platforms without the rejection headaches, AmpCast AI can help. This service transforms your announcement into multiple formats: news articles, videos, blog posts, podcast episodes, and more, then distributes them across hundreds of reputable sites. Professional writers craft original content, so you get quality and exposure at a fraction of traditional PR costs. Learn more at amplifier.com.
Picking up on how automation is changing distribution, how do you actually handle turning one announcement into all these different pieces?
What you're doing is using what some call a multicasting approach. You take your core announcement and adapt it. Interview-style podcasts, long-form videos, short reels, infographics, social posts. Each format reaches a different segment of your audience. And together, they build lasting, organic traffic.
I see. And I imagine that helps with something we mentioned earlier, rejection rates. If you're not dependent on one journalist saying yes, you're already ahead.
Absolutely. Traditional wire services for national distribution can cost anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 for a single release. And there's still no guarantee of pickup. Multi-channel distribution spreads your risk and increases your chances of being seen.
You mentioned multimedia earlier. I've heard that press releases with images are 7 times more likely to be covered, and those with video are 14 times more likely. Is that accurate?
Yes, those numbers come from industry studies, and they underscore how important multimedia is. Journalists and audiences want visual content, A text-only release just doesn't cut it anymore.
So to everyone listening, if you're crafting a press release, make sure you're thinking beyond words on a page. Have you ever had a situation where you saw this play out firsthand?
Yeah, actually. I worked with a client who sent out a text-only release to about 50 journalists, got zero responses. We repurposed it with a short video and an infographic, distributed it through multiple channels, and within 2 weeks, they had coverage on 3 major platforms and a spike in organic traffic. Same content, different approach.
That's a perfect example. So, what about writing style? I know you mentioned avoiding first person and hyperbole, but are there other approaches that work well?
2 main ones: storytelling and the inverted pyramid. Storytelling gives you a protagonist, a problem, and a resolution. It keeps readers engaged. The inverted pyramid, which journalists use, puts the most important information up top: product name, location, key actors, then less critical details follow. That works because people read in an F or Z shape, and search engines pay more attention to words at the top.
Right, so you're optimizing for both human readers and search algorithms.
Exactly, and length matters too. A solid press release is typically 300 to 350 words with clear, scannable paragraphs. You want to follow a specific structure: strong intro that summarizes the announcement, supporting paragraphs with details, maybe a testimonial, a call to action, and a brief conclusion.
Got it. And to circle back to something you said earlier, multi-channel distribution really does spread your risk. You're reaching different audiences in different ways, which multiplies your chances of success.
That's exactly right. You're building brand credibility, authority, and trust, all while reducing dependence on paid ads. Multi-channel distribution helps you attract hyper-targeted organic traffic, and the content keeps working for you long after it's published.
Perfect. So if you're a small business owner or marketing manager wondering how to get your story out there without breaking the bank or facing constant rejection, multi-channel marketing is definitely worth looking into. Thanks for breaking all this down today.
My pleasure. This topic deserves more attention, and I'm glad we could cover it.